that the energy is displayed, it works. Again, it comes back to the original. That's all. So what is their idea of consciousness? The same thing.
Well, they said there is no original. It never began, so there's no original.
They also say there's no resting place.
Huh?
They say the energy has no resting place.
Well, that is absurd, because we see the energy is coming from the powerhouse, electric energy. How can I deny?
Well, the energy is just generated there, but not created there.
Generated, you simply change the name. What is the big difference between generated and created?
Well, created means to be born or to start.
Yes, the born, the child is created. There was no child.
But the energy which makes up his body was always present.
That we also say. But the formation and takes place, it is created. Just like you prepare food. Why do you say prepare? What is the meaning of prepare? The ingredients are there, but why do you say prepare food?
Because before the
you cannot say, huh? What is that?
So before you prepare it, that particular preparation.
That we say, the energy.
That's just a conventional term in relationship to you.
Huh?
That's just relative to you.
Yeah.
Relative to your relationship with that food.
This is called impersonalism.
The food was always there.
That we talk in relationship, everything, because this is relative world. Everything we talk, that is in relative consideration. That is Mayavad philosophy. They do not accept the relativity. Although, when there is some toothache, he'll go to the doctor. Why does it not? Now, it is Maya. Why shall be troubled with the toothache? Why does he go to the doctor? That is the defect of Mayavad philosophy. They are being affected by the chain. But still they will say, there is no chain. It is all the same.
Well, that's what they say. They say, if it's all the same, then I can go to the doctor.
Yes, but that is foolishness. If they say once that the suffering and not suffering all the same, why does he go to the doctor?
Well, when you say it's all the same, it doesn't matter what you do.
Huh?
You've encompassed everything.
That is.
But they always go.
Huh?
It doesn't matter. If they don't go or do go. It's all the same.
It doesn't matter if I beat with the truth. It doesn't matter why you become angry.
Well, it doesn't matter that I become angry.
So let me beat. You don't become angry. Or become angry, I don't care.
Okay, that's going on anyway.
That's all right. Then there's no question of the other. It is everything. One. That this philosophy was discussed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mother. He was eating dirt. And mother gave him sandesh. So he did not care to take sandesh. He was eating dirt. The mother came, my dear, why are you eating dirt? Here is sandesh I have given you. Mother, what is the difference between sandesh and dirt? They are all the same. They are all the same. Yes, my dear boy, you are impersonalist philosopher, but it is required, just like the water jug is also earth, made of earth, it is earth, and this ground is also earth, but when you have to keep water, you require this water jug, not this earth. That is relativity. If you have to take war, then you cannot say, well, this is also art, this is also, why in the pot is not required, put water here. Then you will suffer. No water. So this kind of philosophy was discussed when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a child. And the tree is the same thing. But when I walk, I require the stick, not the tree. The dogs must be on leash. If somebody does not do that, he's criminal. So if he pleads in the court, there's no defense. Dogs on the leash and without leash. We are punishing. But will that be?
Well, the judge says there's no difference whether I put you in jail or not.
That's it. Then he has to accept jail. He should not defend himself. Never mind. I go to jail. Why he appoints a lawyer to defend himself?
Well, that's what the impersonalist philosophers say. But go ahead.
Most famous theologian of this century, named Paul Tillich, said that all words are symbols, and God is a religious symbol pointing to our ultimate concern.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice?
Yeah. We say
said Paul Tillich was the ultimate rascal. He was a debaucher. He debauched women all over Europe.
Yes.
Yeah, he recently died.
Book about him. A very inflammatory book about how he would debauch all of his friends. She said that he got all of his inspirations after having sex with other women. He would sit after having sex and he'd get his inspirations on theology.
Sometimes the drunkards say also like that. They get inspiration by drinking.
Yes.
Yes.
There's one very famous philosopher named Hugh Brown. He said he had a saying that some men say that you become intoxicated by wine, but I become sober by wine.
That can be accepted. One man's food, another man's poison. That is going on everywhere. But for that reason, one cannot accept poison as food. Is it not? Just like stool is food for the pigs. But that does not mean stool is food. It may be food for a certain class of animal.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Food for somebody.
Very hard.
Harder than a bullet?
No. Oh, you are not coward.
It's alright.
Ouch.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
So they're coming to consciousness. Now, why they're praying to God?
Things get so bad, they have to turn to God.
Dupse sab hari bhaje. When one is distressed, there is sense of God consciousness. But if they continue it, even in their happiness, then it is all right.
They must have knowledge, though, Srila Prabhupada.
But in the happiness, they forget.
Without knowledge, their
sentiment is
not so important.
Huh?
Without knowledge, their sentiment is just worthless.
Yes.
That's a fact. In American history, whenever there was economic prosperity, always increased sex pedophilia.
Huh?
Historically speaking, in America, whenever there was increase in prosperity, there was a trend towards irreligion and sense gratification.
That is everywhere. Luxury leads to poverty. A living man.
Mr.
That if you are actually interested, why don't you do it? Organize well. Mm-hmm. Sentiment, it is good. But if you do not understand the science, sentiment, maybe for the time being, sentiment is sentiment. That is not that. They are admitting sinful activities, huh?
Yes, they are admitting that they're an abyss of moral decay.
So let them know what are the sinful activities. These are the sinful activities. Close all the slaughterhouses. Close all these illicit sex brothel houses. And close the liquor houses.
The gambling also?
Certainly. Then their business will be finished. Then they'll say, where you stand? It is all finished. Now you stand on a different platform.
Yesterday, Srila Prabhupada, in class, you mentioned how the churches, people could just pay them for supposedly become very religious men. In Las Vegas, the capital of the gambling and the illicit sex, the intoxication, where all these things are very prominent, the churches there are very prominent also. These big demons, they pay large money to the churches, therefore they're... feel like they're very religious men, even though they're committing all these sinful activities.
Yeah. And by taking their sinful money, because they do not engage to Krishna, they also become sinful. Mm. Affection. Infection. They have mentioned something like sinful.
Yes, sinful.
What he has said, Karanda?
He doesn't say specifically. He just said that generally the country is degraded, the people have become apathetic, and the morals have reduced. He was referring to things like Watergate, political scandals, and the youth degradation.
I don't know. Why they have degraded? That is. Not known to them.
Yes, actually, they don't have the scientific analysis.
Yes.
They just have some vague understanding that things are falling apart.
Here are the causes. Sinful life.
Prayer, Srila Prabhupada. Oh, then the country could be...
No, I'm already in charge, but who is following? That is a difficulty. One who is to be followed, that is called acharya. So, who is following the acharya? Nobody is following. Acharya is there. But nobody is following acharya. Acharan means behavior. Acharya. This man is ideal, one should follow. That is called acharya. To allow us one day to have chanting and speaking something about God consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yes. And I'll go. Yes, I'll speak. And I'll keep them. Exterminate?
April 30th.
April 30th?
Yes.
So on that day, arrange a meeting of the senators. And I'll go and speak and have kirtan. What is actually life? Approach them that we are spreading this. So why not arrange a meeting? On any day, on 30th, on any day. Moment. Office here in Los Angeles?
The local senator does.
Huh?
The local senator.
Huh?
For this area.
So see him? You and you go and arrange and explain to him that this is our movement, simply, how to make people pure, moral, sinless, and advance in God consciousness. Just take this opportunity. You come and see how God consciousness we are executing. Mm. And then arrange a meeting in the Senate. I try to understand the simple sentiment of how it will help you. Serenity, so much money, and still they are crying degradation. So they should come to their senses. This kind of understanding will not help. You must understand scientifically.
Everybody is saying, not only politicians, everybody is saying that we are degrading, moral standards degrading.
Yes.
But nobody acts. That's the difficulty.
So it is our duty to help them. Those who are just like here is an opportunity. Go. See them immediately, the person. It is our duty. Sometime I can go and see. Who is the senator, Logan?
I'm not sure.
Find out and arrange some meeting. I shall go personally.
How many senators here in California?
Two.
Two per state.
As we know about God, nobody knows in the world. That is a fact. Any person we can challenge that he has no clear idea what is God, how to contact God, how to... nobody knows.
Vague notion that they should be serving God, but they do not know how or what will please God.
Vague notion must be there because we have a relationship with God, eternal. So that is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha, it is eternally a fact that we are servant of God. But we have forgotten this. So that has to be revived by this Sravan Kirtan, by hearing, chanting. This is the process. Otherwise, the relationship is already there. It is not to be created. It is already there.
An article appeared about the Vedanta Society here, and they mentioned us to say that they are not, we are not them. They said that those Hare Krishnas, they're fundamentalists, just like they're fundamentalist Christians, we are fundamentalist followers of Krishna. So it's very nice, actually, because it is fundamental to believe everything that Krishna says.
And what is the Vedanta?
Speculation. They're speculators. They mostly have very elderly members. They sit around in the evening and discuss.
A few. Not even a dozen.
It's in their ashram, they say they have 8 or 10 people living there.
Huh?
In their ashram, they have 8 or 10
no
people.
No young
living.
Man.
No, all the old ladies and men. Huh.
The only reason they're allowed to live there is because they've given huge sums of donations.
Almost 100 years, 80, 85 years. How many followers they've got?
They've made no significant impression on anyone.
No. Ramakrishna is God, Kali is God, and they offer prasadam. What is that? Chicken?
Chicken, turkey, even meat.
Yes.
Trivikram Swami went to their monastery in Laguna Beach.
Ah.
So they were serving meat. So Trivikram said, why do you eat meat? And he said, it doesn't matter. What does it matter what you eat?
Don't you eat stool? This question was raised by Malathi. One man said like that. She said, why don't you eat stool? Why are you discriminating? Om Krishna has done the greatest harm to the Vedic culture.
Said,
why you are afraid of God? He said like that. Why you are afraid of God? One Christian padri priest, he said, you are coming from India. How you are speaking like this? He was astonished. But this rascal spoke like that. Why do you believe that you are a sinner? There is no sin.
Greatest sin is to think of ourselves as sinners.
Anjan.
Yogananda.
Ah. Because he has a rascal number one sinner.
That is just like Srila Prabhupada's example, that the rabbits closing their eyes think that the danger is over.
Yeah.
When it's taken.
Nanda.
Sivananda, I spoke at I gave a lecture at an ashram where his disciple was teaching, Vishnu Devananda.
Uh-huh.
So he told a story how Sivananda, he would find out the lowest class of people, and he would go and garland them and worship them just like the deity. Uh-huh. And so then his argument was that in Bhagavad Gita it says Pandita Samadarsana.
Why is to the lower class? Samadarsana means he is equal to higher and lower. Why he's going to the lower?
He would say that he
could not answer this. Samadarshina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equal. Then he must be equal to the lower and the higher. But why is particularly to the lower class?
His argument.
Then he's not Samadarshina.
His argument would be that he's trying to teach a lesson that the higher.
No. He may say nonsense. But the fact is this: that if he's Samadarshina equal, then why is particularly aiming to the lower class? That means he is not Samadarshina. He has not come to the stage. He is simply talking nonsense. Samadarshina means he is equal to everyone. That is Samadarshina. Samadarshina does not mean to get a cheap adoration, popularity. I go to the poor. That is their Ramakrishna Mission. They also doing the same thing. Daridra Narayan Seva. Daridra. Why Daridra? Why not real Narayan? That's just like this morning we read Narayanapada. Never said Daridra Narayanapada. To the great, Saranda does not mean to the lower. Does it mean Saranda? Saranda, this relationship means that to whom I Saranda, he is greater than me. And to the lower, mercy, these two words. One who is lower than me, I may show my mercy. But who is greater than me, there is a question of Saranda.